Welcome to Resiliency Radio with Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. Interactive radio to empower, educate, and inspire during difficult times. Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. Welcome, everyone, to Resiliency Radio. My name is Lauren Monroe. I'm your co-host for tonight, and I'm here with a lovely, lovely human being, a god of rock, a healthy god of rock, who's here to talk about nutrition and resiliency and how whole foods can help with chronic pain. And let's welcome my dearest co-host, Mr. Richard Allen.
Why, thank you. Thank you. The cheer is getting better, isn't it? Yes, man, we got a healthy studio audience tonight. Woohoo! Sounds like we've got the whole of New York State in. Fantastic. So who've we got tonight?
Tonight we'll be interviewing a very special guest, Katie Norris of Energy Essentials, and we'll be discussing the relationship between nutrition and resiliency, and specifically about chronic pain and inflammation in the body and how whole foods and supplements can help with that. So, you know, I know you are very meticulous about what you eat, and especially when you're on the road, yeah. Because you have such an extreme tour schedule. I think our listeners at home would love to know how you keep yourself in shape, looking like a bronze rock god.
Oh, yeah, right. Really eating right and staying active and mainly juicing. Juicing is the one thing that really keeps me going. Healthy green juice, spinach, kale, celery, cucumber, carrots, really good apples. Vitamin C, you know, like limes or lemons, and the juicing seems to be the thing that really, really keeps me out of pain.
Right.
And you know, it keeps me focused on what I need to do, which is, you know, play the shows as well as I possibly can.
Right. So we're going to be talking about juicing on a part of the show, and also just about how whole food in general can give your body energy and help you become more resilient and fight against chronic pain. And so it's going to be a wonderful time with Katie. We're going to bring Katie on the line right away tonight because we're going to be following the interview with a live drum circle with everyone at home. So just know you should have your drums or percussion prepared. After the interview, we're going to be going right into some drumming. And our intention tonight will be about releasing pain, may it be physical, emotional, or mental pain that we all may be going through. And we received some intentions from people through Twitter and through Facebook, just telling us about situations they have at home and people they have to pray for during this drum circle. So we'll be thinking about all of you and all of your intentions during the circle. So we have Katie waiting on the line, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Fantastic.
Welcome back to Resiliency Radio, everyone. We have Katie Norris on the line from Energy Essentials, and we're talking about nutrition and chronic pain and how we deal with chronic pain when we use whole foods, whole supplements, and we're really happy to have you here, Katie.
Thank you. It's so great to be with both of you.
Fantastic. Yeah, we've known you for a long, long time, and you've been very, very helpful over the years, and we're just very blessed to know you and especially to have you on the show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, and I feel the same way. Thank you guys so much. You have a fantastic show. It's really helping so many people.
Cool. Well, we hope so. And with the likes of you, it's great that we can share all this information. And really, just to get started, you know, can you share your story of resiliency and how you were brought onto this path of healing and well-being through nutrition?
Absolutely. You know, I was born in a family of 11 children, and I was the eighth child. I think I was kind of the end of the litter, so basically I was kind of a sickly child when I was born. But what happened was my mom said after I'd gotten a vaccine, I had within 2 days I had warts all over my face and my body, and after that I had chronic health challenges, like my whole life. I mean, I'm 50 years old today, but I can say today happily that these are the happiest days of my life and the healthiest, I can say. But truly, I was so sick through, you know, growing up where I had inflammation in my brain. I had encephalitis. I had brain tumors. My heart was enlarged. I would shake uncontrollably.
Oh,
and they found out that I actually had a blood disease to top it off, thalassemia, which you never have a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl have that kind of a disease, and it's a genetic disease. So it was really, you know, I know today that I have, you know, chronic challenges because of it's a genetic situation. So I have to eat to live, you know. And so what happened was that I was able to meet really amazing people and work with some incredible people in the health field. I worked at the Norris Cancer Center. I worked with Norman Cousin, who introduced me, who wrote Anatomy of Illness and Laughter is the Best Medicine, and he introduced me to Linus Pauling. And I remember Linus Pauling saying, and these are probably some of the most profound mentoring words to me in the world, and he probably didn't even know it, but he would say that he could trace back almost everybody's health challenge that was in there with cancer to some kind of nutritional deficiency. And that never left me. So when I would always, you know, be in such terrible pain or, you know, have chronic health challenges, I would always go to my kitchen. I found most of my answers in my garden and in my kitchen, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I really got started. And when I never really found out the true answers until I was pregnant with my second child, my son Torn, and I was very sick through that. And they said that he would die by the age of 2. And he had, you know, so many health challenges. And they just from the blood transfusions alone, they said he would die. Well, I started giving him all kinds of amazing, like spirulina and chlorella and things, because it was a blood disease. I started to build up his blood, and he did not have to have one blood transfusion. And
wow.
When they said, you know, when he became 2 years old, he had a brain tumor that was benign, but it actually, we were able to break it down with magnets, and it was incredible. And the inflammation in his heart, we were able to clean out through nutrition and through negative pole magnets and stuff. So I found every day I would search for answers. You know, there's not much that a mother wouldn't do to save their child.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had written my will at that time because I was so, so ill, I looked at my son and I thought, you know, who's going to save him? You know, and that's what really drove me to find answers. And I continue to find answers for him because he will, you know, his whole life he will struggle with this in a sense or bloom with this. I really believe that he's blooming with it because, you know, this is a little boy that, you know, he's against all the odds, and he's able to go and play in the World Cup in Sweden, you know, at 11 years old and represent the United States. And I think, you know, if he can do that, you know, because that ended up, me trying to save him ended up saving me. And so that's how my quest for this, to find, you know, the best in whole foods and try to help heal, that's how it all came about. And I can tell you that he is a living example of it.
What a beautiful story.
Wow, that's
thank
amazing.
You. Yeah, it really
no,
is.
No, you're welcome.
Now, your path began in your kitchen and in your garden, and now you're developing different combinations of greens and herbs and whole foods that other people can use for themselves. And can you tell us about that process for you of, you know, how did you find that the whole food diet can help with pain specifically?
Well, you know, that's a great question because, you know, when I was trying to find answers for my son and for myself, because we were in chronic pain all the time, they said that, you know, we had fibromyalgia, they said we had MS, and then finally they said I had Parkinson's, you know, and because we would shake uncontrollably, like, I mean, it was you'd see like somebody just shaking all the time or off and on.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty serious. And so I would try to find answers for the pain, for the because we would have bruises all over us, and we like my son, his gums would bleed, his nose would bleed all the time, and he'd wake up with just bruises all over. I mean, this was like really a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when people have fulminant scurvy, their blood vessels just break. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what happened to the sailors. And so he would have all of these different symptoms. And so the benefit of that came from that, and I had them too. And so I would search for answers. And so I would create, the raw vegetable calcium so that it would help with the pain, because, you know, calcium is like the glue that holds the body together. But unfortunately, most people have been marketed this horrific kind of calcium that's out there that comes from a rock or a shell or a stone or bone or chalk. As a matter of fact, chalk is like the cheapest calcium out there, and that's why little kids, the little forearms, are having a 33% increase in overall in forearm breaks. They're just breaking like a piece of chalk, and that kind of bone break does not heal well. And then, of course, we're seeing men and women, they'll be standing there, older people, and their femurs will just snap. They'll just break because we are literally crumbling as a nation. We have over 50,000 women a year dying from fractures related to osteoporosis. And so I found that everything that most people are taking out there are not absorbable. If you try to eat a rock, do you think you're going to absorb that?
Right.
No. As a matter of fact, if they ground up that rock, what the research is showing is that it's like eating a bag of cement, and through our lifetime. And so women in particular, because we've been pushed to take it so much, are dying from instant heart attacks and strokes because of our vascular system and our hearts and our organs are being encrusted with this hard calcium rock, basically rock substance in our systems.
So calcium can come in whole food form.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I found. And what had happened was because our alkali reserves originate in our bone, and that's what buffers and neutralizes the acid in our body, because when you eat bad foods, you know, you build acid in the body. And so what happens is when you have acid, you have inflammation, and when you have inflammation, you have pain.
Right.
And so that was one of the most groundbreaking products I think I've ever created. As a matter of fact, it was so groundbreaking that a doctor from Cedars took a patient that was taking it and did his own study on it, and it was a 14-month study. And it literally, this woman had her. She would walk, and her hip would be crumbling. She could hear it crunch and breaking down, and it was in such excruciating pain. And those are the deadliest fractures, by the way. And more men will have those hip fractures than even women. But what happened was she started taking it, and she got off the Fosamax, because I told her what it does to you and everything, and it makes worse, fractures later on. She got off of that. She got on this, and within a week, she was walking without her cane. She was 65 years old, and today, after like 3 or 4 years after he did this study, she increased her bone mass over 14 months, over 10.7% just in her hip, but in other bone markers massively also. So it was so incredible. But today, she's stronger than she's ever been. And so for my son, the same thing. What was happening with us is they were seeing massive amounts of calcium deposits in our blood. And that's what when I used to work at the Norris Cancer Center, I used to see the people who were going to die soon. They would have high calcium deposits in their blood. But, today you see it. It's almost not unusual to see people with high calcium levels in their blood because it's so poorly absorbed in their system. And the fibromyalgia that we're seeing, which is massive in this country, with the pain throughout the body,
right.
And that is, they believe that it is a calcium magnesium deficiency. But when they check their levels, they'll see that they have high levels. It's because it's not being absorbed, So we have to go back to because our foods, a plant can go down and pull up those hard inert minerals from the calcium and the magnesium and all those different minerals in the ground and pull up and create an amazing plant that speaks the exact same language as our body, that's rich in calcium and magnesium and selenium and zinc and lysine and all these things that are so healthy for us. And so we can absorb those things, and they are truly the only real thing that should be nourishing our bodies, that is so crucial for us, because otherwise we're going to have maladaptive reactions when we're not eating the right foods.
That's fantastic.
You're mentioning a few different types of minerals and also nutrients that were missing, and that was calcium, lysine, selenium.
Are they
also, they're only available in whole food form, or can you get them in other other forms as well?
Well, a lot of people will get them from their meats and things like that that they're eating, because, you know, a cow will eat from the grass, you know, which is so healthy. And so if you get a grass-fed source of meat, or, you know, healthy, if these animals are eating right and they're given the right environment, you know, people will eat those things. But I'm not a big fan of meats in particular, even though my blood type does the best on it and stuff. But if you were going to eat those kind of things, you could do that. But the truth is that we can really live off of the land just like a cow can, and get the benefits from, you know, from the grasses, from the vegetables, the fruits, the legumes, the grains, the nuts and seeds, and the good fats that are out there. You know, because most people, they don't live like that. They eat a lot of dead food. They eat what we call acid-forming food, and acid creates inflammation. Inflammation creates pain.
And that's fantastic. That's a great mantra as well, if people can remember that.
Right.
So what kind of foods can we buy and prepare to help reduce chronic pain?
Well, there are, you know, we really need to fill our cabinets with foods that we can just pull from. You know, we need to actually have a garden, which would be fantastic for everybody. But ultimately, we want to be able to get the right kind of spices and right kind of foods, you know, the foods that are rich in essential fatty acids, like hemp nut seed is so amazing, flax seed, really incredible. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, you know, and even a soy that's an organic soy, believe it or not, that soy is getting a really bad rap. But if you eat an organic, because a lot of soy out there, if it's isolated, like it's been stripped of all its nutrients, you know, Gunter Blobel won his Nobel Prize for his research in what they call cofactors. And a lot of the foods out there are missing these things, and then they're really not foods anymore. They become synthetic, isolated nutrients,
right?
Because they've been stripped of these cofactors, and these cofactors are the enzymes and the proteins that we find in foods like soy that's rich in protein, that can be highly absorbable in the body if you leave these cofactors in there. Mm-hmm. And it's only in real foods. You're not going to find it in a synthetic nutrient.
Mm-hmm.
And so these cofactors have the ability to carry that protein to exactly where it needs to go in the body, and it has this plant intelligence to know where to go. So when you're eating these different foods, you know, you want them in their whole food form, that they're actually not been stripped, and they should be as organic as possible, because then there's no pesticides or herbicides in them. And that is the key, so we don't continue to toxify our body. But ultimately, so let's, you know, say if we've got a lot of pain and inflammation in our body, we want to start getting foods that are easy to absorb and nourish the body. If you know what your blood type is, it really is helpful, because then you can pick and find the foods that are ideal for you. And there's an amazing amount of foods that are actually extremely beneficial or neutral for the body that come, if you read the book Eat Right for Your Blood Type from Dr. D'Amato, he is really amazing, because I really believe that blood type typing really works. And so you have a great list of fantastic foods that you can pick from. You want to get foods that are rich in, like I said, essential fatty acids, because those fatty acids, they're the good fats, that as opposed to the saturated fats and the bad fats that are out there.
And that would be like avocado, coconut, things like that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. And the hemp nut seed and the flax seed. Fish is rich in good fats that are amazing to help with cardiovascular disease, which is rampant in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that truly comes from chronic inflammation in the body. And so when we're eating the wrong foods, we are creating what we call maladaptive reactions that cause inflammation. Inflammation causes pain. So when we get on the right foods that are going to be ideal for us, we are going to be able to change that whole cycle, you know. And, you know, the one thing I wanted to bring up, because, you know, a lot of people, they need to cleanse their body. So the thing is, if you're eating foods that are really healthy for you, from the vegetables, fruits, legumes, grains, nuts and seeds, and when I talk about the grains, like the legumes and nuts and seeds, they should be sprouted or germinated, which means they should be soaked, you know, and so that they can actually start to activate those enzymes and those amino acids so they can be utilized in the body. And we have a whole line of those things if people don't have that available. But if you have the time to do that, that's the only real way you'll get rid of that enzyme that creates gas in the body. And that's you're going to find that it's going to have amazing proteins to help heal and repair the tissue damage mm-hmm. in the body, because when you get inflammation, you cause a massive amount of tissue damage throughout the body, wherever it's located. And if it becomes systemic, you're really in trouble. It's, you know, people think it's, you know, it's so chronic right now, this acid reflux. It's because our diets are so poor right now, and it's really important to eat from the land, you know. But I was talking about how we need to eat foods that are going to, you know, our cells make up our glands, organs, tissue, bones, veins, arteries. We need to eat foods that are going to help clean those cells, nourish them, nurture, help heal and rejuvenate them on a daily basis, so that when we do our like cleanses, like in the springtime, which is like now, this is the time where the liver and gallbladder naturally want to cleanse. And so, you know, that's why our liver gallbladder cleanse is so popular, because it comes all from food and it's so easy to do. And it even has the coffee enemas, it has the castor oil pack and all that, so that it makes it easy to do that, so that this stuff is not built up for years and years and years. I mean, I see people who get like ropes out of their body because they've got so much toxins inside of them.
What kind of whole foods would help promote this?
Like the vegetables and fruits, they're so rich in actually all the, even the grains that are sprouted and the legumes and the nuts and the seeds. If they are sprouted and they're very active, which means they have a lot of life force, they have these enzymes and the proteins that will help to clean the body. Not only it'll help to digest all the foods and the nourishment in there, so that you get the nourishment that you need, that they will actually help cleanse the body everyday basis, and then they'll nourish you and they'll nurture you and help heal. Because, you know, and then you also want to drink a lot of water. And when I talk about water, I really mean, we can drink a lot of waters out there, but a lot of them have their molecules are so large that they can't even get into the cells. And so we need water that has small molecules. We have the water systems on our website and everything, and basically those water systems can break down the molecules to very small, so they're identical to your intracellular water. Because think about this, Rick and Lauren, if you cannot hydrate a cell, you can't clean it, you can't nourish it, and you can't regenerate it. That's mm-hmm. huge. So that's the carrier of all these amazing, you know, and of course our vegetables and fruits, they're rich in fluid, you know, so that are in those tiny, tiny molecules, so that they can go into the and nourish the cells and everything. But if you don't eat that kind of stuff, then you're in trouble. But and if, you know, and so it's crucial that you have water to carry. You need, you know, 6 to 8 glasses of water a day at least to carry these things throughout your body.
And you can feel a difference when you drink enough water. I know I can.
Oh, yeah.
It's tremendous.
Absolutely. Hydration is crucial, really.
That's
crucial.
Fantastic. We love our healing dal or lentil recipe and kale recipe that you're actually including in your Cures in the Kitchen Projects book.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, that's an amazing recipe, because you know why it's so great? It's because it is so rich in, it's got some incredible ingredients, because like lentils in themselves are so rich in protein. They're one of the highest grains or legumes that are rich in protein and can be highly absorbable if you soak them before you utilize them. But then you have the spices that you have in there are so incredible, from the turmeric and cumin and things that have, not only do they have anti-cancer properties, and the research is so strong on that, but it actually has anti-inflammatory properties, which I know from your story, Rick, and I know people hopefully have heard your story with, you know, your accident with your arm and everything, but the inflammation that you would live with for the rest of your life, if you do not eat properly, you will have chronic pain and inflammation throughout your life. You know, and I'm sure there are many, many people out there suffering who may have lost a limb, may have had terrible injuries that have chronic pain. You know, these things are, you know, when we can incorporate these kind of spices into our life, you know, they are so amazing. Even having things like fennel and different spices like that will really make a difference, you know. And so we really need to eat to live, you know, so that we can live comfortably and happy and without pain.
Fantastic. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and we eat both those recipes all of the time with the kale especially. I know the kale has a lot of nutrients in it too for you know, cleansing and also energizing the system. Is that right?
Absolutely. And it's so rich in so many minerals to mineralize the bones. Because once again, if you can fill up the bones, you know, which is the foundation for our entire body, it's, you can't even imagine, you know, those minerals need to be in reserve in the bone, and rather than most people just having stolen so many minerals from the bone, mm-hmm. we need to be eating these foods on a regular basis, because, you know, the deeper the color, if you've ever felt kale and eaten that, you will know that it is such a hearty, I mean, a very strong flavor that is so absolutely nutritional for you. And I always tell people to make sure you chew your food about 20 to 25 times each bite, so you can create that signals to create the digestive enzymes that you need in your liver and gallbladder to create the enzymes to actually nourish you in the small intestine. So make sure that they, you know, I want people to really know that they need to, do that in their lifetime, in their life every day.
Cool.
Well, we also use the kale and the greens when we juice, and I want you to talk a little bit about juicing, because there's a lot of people listening that probably have never had a vegetable juice or even made one, but I just think it's so worth talking about, because we've seen a tremendous difference in our lives, juicing and for different things. I mean, for jet lag and for, just detoxifying in general, but then just to give yourself energy. And now my mom's juicing, our parents are juicing, my sister's juicing, everyone's starting to do it for chronic disease and also just to make yourself feel better when you can.
Maintenance.
Yeah,
really.
Maintenance too, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people may not even have a juicer out there, and if you don't, it's okay. Just know that you can still do it in your blender. You can take little, you know, like some, you know, your cilantro and your parsley and your little bit of kale and some apple and some fresh lemon. Just cut the, you know, leave the white around the lemon on there and cut off the skin and cut a piece of that in there, and just put a little bit of each of those in there with some water. And maybe a little ginger, because that'll help with your stomach and help with inflammation in the body. And then you can even put, I sometimes will put hemp nut seed in there, because that'll help with inflammation. Or you can put a little bit of flax in there, flax seed meal, and blend it up, because that'll help with the prostaglandins and help with inflammation. And blend that up, or you can absolutely, you know, juice all of that. And you will see that you will have so much energy, because the greens are the highest in B vitamins, which are crucial. Because if you buy a B vitamin on the market, I promise you, almost all of them are synthetic, and they have petroleum in them, which is like a gas, which you can't break down. And they have industrialized chemicals, which you can't break down. And it only creates a chemical reaction. Most of the nutrients out there are synthetic and only create a chemical reaction. Whereas real live foods, and when you make this juice, you will see, or if you take a whole food B vitamin like we have on the website, you will see that you will be able to really, that's what enhances the cellular energy so that you can get nourishment in and get energy in the cells, but also to clean the cells and to clean the body. And when you clean it, you are ridding your body of toxins, and toxins, you know, and fat. And I always tell people, when you're getting rid of fat, you're literally getting rid of stored toxins in
right.
the body.
Yeah, definitely.
So we have to rethink. You know, when we have our Way Less cookie, you know, it's all full of whole food nutrition. It's not the junk that you'll find on the market right now that is isolated synthetic nutrients, synthetic flours, and, you know, that don't have the life force that the real whole food ones. Things on the market are causing a lot of allergies in the body, which cause, when you have allergic to something, it'll cause inflammation.
Right.
So as you start to clean your body, you know, you'll even notice that you will actually help get rid of, that inflammation. You'll see that sometimes you might react to a certain food. If you're reacting to a food, you've got to think about that and think, do you want to continue to create that inflammation that's occurring from that? You know, because you're getting a maladaptive reaction. Maybe your joints will start hurting. You'll get a little nausea. Nausea could be caused from a cleansing reaction. So sometimes when we start taking these drinks, these juices and these different supplements like the greens and things, the superfoods that are on the website, you'll notice that, you know, you have to take them, you know, small amounts and work your way up, because you may get a little headache or a little nausea, and that could be what they call a cleansing reaction.
Right, right. And it's a good thing, yeah, and then you just back off a little bit when you do that.
Right.
Now, we use your greens, too, and because you can't always juice. Sometimes it's just not practical when you're in a rush and you need to do it and you want to do it every day. We use your greens, and I'll just mix it with a little bit of orange juice sometimes, and then add water to it, and you mix it, and it tastes great too. And we're going to have some things available on the Raven Drum site for people to link to find different things like the powdered greens and the powdered vitamin C and the whole food vitamins, which really, you know, that's what we're talking about. And Katie's really very, very clear on is that it needs to be whole foods, because some of the other vitamins out there don't carry the nutrients that are really going to go directly to the body.
Or the absorption.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you can
what a waste, you know. Many people spend so much money on these nutrients, and they're synthetic. They're, you know, they're isolated into where they're stripped of all their good nutrients, or they're from industrialized chemicals. And like most of the B vitamins out there don't even come from real food, you know. And like, and the one thing with like vitamin C, like people, the RDA of vitamin C is 60 milligrams. If they were to understand that 60 milligrams of a whole food vitamin C rather than an ascorbic acid or ester C, which is mostly on the market right now, they would know that 60 milligrams is actually equating to about over 14,000 milligrams of a synthetic vitamin C. That's
right.
Why when they take a 150 milligram scoop of the whole food vitamin C, it's equal to about 27,500 milligrams of a synthetic, according to Cornell University. And that was, they're the ones who have done the studies and found that a whole food vitamin C will fight free radical damage over and over and deeper in the body, whereas a synthetic vitamin C, like a ascorbic acid, and this ester C will only fight free radical damage once, and it's only a chemical action.
And then you need more, and then you need to keep taking it.
Exactly. Yeah. And they make it, they take it from the sugar from corn, and then they hydrogenate it, and then they use acetone, which is what we take our nail polish off with. So who needs that?
Right.
I mean, why don't we just, even though the real stuff is much more expensive sometimes, you will see the difference. You know, you'll see that, you know, vitamin C is crucial for building that protein collagen in our body so that our skin is nice and full and beautiful. And the collagen makes connective tissue, which is like the netting. You can think of a net around the organs and glands and around your joints. It holds you. Like when your knee starts to tear, you may have a meniscus tear or something like that, or you get inflammation in the knee. You need to repair that, because I always say that calcium and vitamin C are the two, like, things in our body that are like the glue that holds everything together.
And they really help with pain. They really
help exactly. And those are two that you can, I mean, as a matter of fact, cancer and heart disease, the number one deficiency is vitamin C. And when you have a whole food vitamin C, there is just nothing better than that, really. There is, and it comes from like the highest sources, like the Peruvian camu and the goji berry, the amalaki, the pomegranate, the Montmorency cherry, the grape seed extract, bilberry, and all these wonderful fruits. These are the things that can help on a different level with your pain and inflammation in the body, because it can actually heal and become the netting around your organs and glands and your body to hold you together, you know.
Well, this is so much information.
It really is.
Really wonderful for everyone.
I know,
to hear
it's
this.
So true.
No,
it's
incredible. It's incredible. Well, listen, I know if people go to energyessentials.com, they can find out a lot more about what's going on. And like Lauren just mentioned, you know, going to Raven Drum Foundation, you know, you'll find out where you can get this stuff. But we do happen to know that you have a big event coming up at the Pasadena Convention Center this month. Can you tell us about it? I think it's the May 22nd and 23rd, right?
Correct. It's the New World Fair. If you go to newworldfair.org, you'll find information on it. But it's the 22nd and 23rd at the Pasadena Convention Center. And we've got over 200 booths, and we've got a lot of amazing speakers, over 100 different speaking topics that are just amazing health topics that can really help people change their lives, you know, because people are reaching out, you know, because, you know, this healthcare thing, you know, I'm not a big proponent of that type of healthcare, because if we continue in the same cycle that we've been in with just the whole system that we're in, it'll be the death care system. It's not the healthcare system. We need to you know, I believe that healthcare is self-care, and we need to take responsibility for our own health. It is our, whether they put it in the Constitution or not, it is our right to have health, and we need to do it. We have to take responsibility ourselves. We cannot give it away to some practitioner out there and then blame them when we're on our deathbed. It's not fair. We should be living vital, strong lives throughout our entire life, and every time we have one symptom, if we've got a thick tongue, we need more B vitamins. If we've got a crack in the tongue, we need to clean our liver. When we've got our nails have ridges on it, we need to detoxify. We need more iron-rich foods. You know, so we need to learn. That's what we teach with our on our website and in our paperwork. We teach people what their body is telling them, and when they know that, they know what to do, and they become, in a sense, their own health practitioner.
That's fantastic. Just recently, we've been watching the Jamie Oliver show on TV. And
how do you like it?
I just think that a lot of it, like you were you're talking about education, I think a lot of it needs to obviously start in the home, but I think the school system can also help tremendously with this.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
We hope that this show with you really reached out to people tonight, and we're looking forward to doing a drum circle shortly, so we're going to have to close.
Yes.
And thank you very much for all of the knowledge.
It's such a pleasure. Oh, bless you guys. Thank you. Thank you guys so much, okay?
Thank you so much, Katie.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back. So enjoy the music as we take a break, and we'll get ready to drum. So now it's time to drum, and we're all here together. Rick's at his drum kit, and I'm here. I'll be playing a tubano tonight. And our intention tonight is about releasing pain. And so we're sitting here, and we're thinking about all of you who are at home and maybe dealing with pain, pain in the body, pain in your soul and your spirit and your heart. And we'll be putting that out together. As an intent to be lifted and released during the circle. So for those of you who have never done this before, you really need to sit in a comfortable chair. And if you don't have an instrument, that's okay. You can just relax and receive the benefits of the circle. So let's get started. And your breath is going to be the anchor throughout this drumming experience. So anytime your thoughts may start to get the best of you and you may start thinking, you're going to return to your breath and take a deep breath. And that's going to be your anchor and reminder to bring you back into the present moment. So again, we want to take a deep breath in through the nose, a deep inhalation, and then a deep exhalation out. And repeat that and focus on the exhalation. And with each exhalation, we're letting go. We're releasing. And just focus your attention to any pain you have in your body, any tension, any clenching you may have. And take a deep breath, and on the exhale, really focus on releasing that, lowering your shoulders, relaxing your jaw, relaxing your abdomen. If you're holding in your gut, which most of us do, just let your abdomen be relaxed. We hold a lot of emotional tension here. If there's pain in your heart, relax your chest, relax your back, and breathe deeply into your back. Now focus on your feet on the floor. And just be really present with the fact the floor is supporting your feet. And the floor is supporting your chair. And sit deeply into your chair. Allow your body to have weight. Really feel the weight of your body being supported by the floor. And we begin to anchor ourselves into the present moment. And just take this last moment to connect all of our hearts together with everyone all around the globe who are listening. And just visualize that. People in their homes. There's some people in their cars listening, driving, on their phones, at home, in the hospital. And we know you're there. And let's begin. Take a deep breath in. And on the exhale, we'll begin to drum. Don't forget to breathe deeply. Remember our intention, your own personal intention. Just releasing your pain through the sound, through your breath, and through the intention of all of us as a group. Take a deep inhalation and a deep exhalation. Just experience the vibration in your body. Visualize all of us and open your heart to a moment of gratitude, and that whatever was released or remained was with the intention of the highest good of everyone here. All right, and just take a moment to move your body. I'm going to bring Rick over again from his drum kit, and we're going to take some questions. So.
Ooh, it just fell over the kit.
Oops. So how you feeling, Rick? How you
Actually,
doing?
That was really good.
That was great. I really enjoyed that. It was nice. I was able to relax, I think, more than the last circle that we did, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's good that we do it every time.
Me too. Me too. And we really feel everybody together with us. We're going to take just a couple of calls tonight because we are running out of time. So we'll just pick up this first call from Cindy. Cindy's calling from Cleveland, and she's asking what kind of diet that we both follow. And so I want to bring Cindy on the line. Cindy, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. How does it sound out there?
Oh, it's nice.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Very much, yes. Hey, I just wanted to say that I really liked your guys' show tonight. It was a very, very informative and very, I mean, it really opened my eyes listening to Katie talking about, like, the B12
mm-hmm.
issue.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's a 5-year cancer survivor. He had colon cancer when he was 39 years old,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing very well. They removed all of the cancer, and now I've been looking through. I read a lot of books trying to find, you know, what's best and what's, you know, what types of foods to, you know, that doesn't inhibit cancer cells.
Right.
And things. I've been trying to stay away from red meat. You know, we're limiting it as well. But it really opened my eyes because he takes vitamins every day.
Mm.
And vitamin B12, he takes a lot of that. And when she said it had petroleum in it, that really opened my eyes.
We never knew that either. And
no.
So we started talking to Katie. And it makes sense that whole foods go are foods. So our bodies know what to do with it.
I think that
right.
the term she uses is it speaks the same language, you know, because it's a food.
Right.
It the body knows what to do with it, and you know, as human beings,
sure.
we've evolved with the food that grows,
yeah.
you know, on the earth.
Right.
So
and there are B12
sure.
vitamins you can get that are whole foods. I know there are some on EnergyEssentials.com, and we'll have some on the Raven Drum website soon.
Oh, definitely.
And that she's been very generous. Her company is giving a 10% towards every sale towards the Veterans Resiliency Project.
Oh, wonderful.
And so
yeah,
we're
I
grateful for that.
Yeah.
For everyone listening, too, if you want to pick up anything from EnergyEssentials.com, just mention in the comment box that you heard about Katie through Resiliency Radio, and 10% will be helping us create programs and deliver programs for our vets.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just wanted to say something, too, to you, Rick, that, you know, it was right after he, you know, was diagnosed with cancer and he had a surgery within a year later. I had won tickets from one of your meet and greets, and we met you backstage
oh, wow.
here in Cleveland. And, you know, for a while there, my husband was, like, going through a depression, I think, there, you know, because of after having the cancer and that. And after meeting you, he just had so much fun. You really...
Oh, that's good. I was going to say, hopefully I was nice to you guys.
Oh, right.
Oh, you were great. You were great. You let us take pictures, and it was really fun.
Oh, fantastic.
We had a really nice time.
I never let anybody else take pictures. You were probably the only ones.
I think you were even asking me, because I think you signed a couple of things, you were like, okay, what are you going to be doing with all this stuff?
No, it's great. I'm really happy that I met you, and I'm glad your husband's doing so much better.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was very, very, very nice. We really had a really nice time, and like I said, it was really uplifting to him, too,
good.
And it was very nice.
Excellent.
Thank you guys so much.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Now you have a question
Thank
here
you.
About what type of diet that we both follow. And I think, you know,
oh,
Rick,
yes.
it's really, it'll be wonderful to share because we're both vegetarians and we do, you know, we have to be really conscious about how we put together our food so that we get enough amount of protein and enough minerals from our vegetables. And it's a wonderful way to eat, but you don't have to be vegetarian to enjoy a lot of the recipes and the things that that we enjoy. We do juice and we do vegetable juicing, and we do take greens and supplements. Like Rick really loves the spirulina, and you take the green vitamin.
Yeah, actually the spirulina or the
okay.
algae, the green algae.
Green algae.
Yeah.
That really helps with my joint pain.
Really?
And it keeps my body more alkaline. And I think that's one of the points that Katie was bringing
up.
Yeah,
the lowering the inflammation of your body and really keeping your body's alkaline. So we eat a lot of brown rice, and we'll eat millet and quinoa. I mean, they're
oh yeah, that's great. I
and
love
we have,
the quinoa.
Yeah, it's great. And if you have a rice cooker, it's like you don't have to think about
so
it.
So easy.
You just throw it in,
we
steam a lot of vegetables and
broccoli.
But we eat a lot of broccoli and kale and spinach and zucchini and
I Italianize
a lot of the things that we do. So
I've heard too that the broccoli is really a great cancer fighter.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and I know the organic varieties are a little more expensive, but you know the fact
it's worth it.
It is worth it.
And the point is, you know, the more of us that keep buying that stuff, you know, the more and more the market will change to accommodate that change.
That's
you
true.
Know? So
that's true. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for calling. It's really wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
And
thank
you too. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great. That's brilliant. So I actually know these people.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was wonderful to talk to Cindy.
Yeah.
And so we're getting ready to wrap up our show. We have one quick question. I don't think we have time for her tonight. I'm so sorry. We won't be able to take any more questions.
How can we possibly wrap up without the...
We need to do the magic. Oh, they're right. No, we're going to be selecting our winner, Rick. Okay. Now, the prize is tonight a signed autographed picture of the Rock God. And we'll be signing that. And remember, if your name is chosen... You need to contact us through the Blog Talk Radio site, through our email, within an hour. So get cracking. This is just for our live listeners because we love you and we love knowing you're there sharing this experience for us. So I think we're going to get ready with our special music.
Yeah.
Ah, here we go.
Hey.
Oh, God. We have to video this one day because it's just too funny to watch. All right. All right.
I get so excited.
I know you do.
I know. No, it's because I like rummaging around in the magic set.
Right.
So here goes. Oh my God! That drum roll just nails me every time. Can you read that, Lauren?
Oh.
It's a little dark in here. We were trying to get a mood going for the drum circle.
Let's see. This is...
Do you want me to turn the light up?
It's Catherine Capelli.
Is that?
Catherine Capelli is our winner. So, Catherine, we need you to give us a jingle somehow. A jingle. I never say that.
No, I know. It's a good one. It's a good one. That's new for you. Fantastic.
But contact us through the Blog Talk site. Just send us an email through your address. Oh, my goodness. We're almost ready to run out of time. So we want to end the show by sharing a special song with you.
Yeah, we just finished this.
It's going to be released on laurenmonroe.com just for our special friends, pre-release on Mother's Day. May 9th, and then it'll be available on Amazon and iTunes and Rhapsody and a bunch of other places. So have a listen. If you like the song, get ready to, you can, you know, get yourself a download.
This is called A Little Faith.
Yeah, A Little Faith. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
Stronger.
room. And